Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 932 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a question coming in today from Kristen. Awesome. Thanks so much. And now here's today's question from Kristen.
Hi, Pat. My name is Kristen Walker, and I'm in the midst of starting a website called bestbeachdays.com that's going to be a beach lifestyle website. And I have a lot of content to create, and I'm thinking about outsourcing some of that and wondering how best to do that. I'd like to kind of do a magazine format for the website and have lots of different articles on sunscreen, mineral sunscreens, gear reviews, that sort of thing. And I'm wondering what the best way is to outsource content. Do I just ask people I know, hey, would you write an article for the website? Do I ask people I know and then offer to pay them? Like, hey, I'll give you $25 if you write an article for my website. Or do I go to some of those websites I've seen where you can actually hire freelance writers, and that sort of thing. I don't really want to do regular columnists. I just like to have some different articles from different people, maybe have some different voices on the site. And just wondering if you have any tips about outsourcing content creation, especially in the beginning when you have lots of content to create. You might use a helping hand to get things up and running. All right. Thank you so much. I love your podcast.
Hey, Kristen. Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. You know, I wish I could have a conversation with you because I'd love to learn more about where this idea came from. I love the idea because I'm from San Diego and I like the beach, but I don't necessarily know if I would read a magazine related to that, and I'm probably not in the target market. So what I would recommend is actually, are there people out there who you know are interested in this? Because it is not an easy feat to put together a magazine. I mean, we've had people on the show before on SPI, on Smart Passive Income Podcast, like Nathan Latka, which you can type into. You can actually just type in Nathan into the search bar in SPI and you'll see the episodes. He's created a very successful magazine, Founder Magazine, and it's done very well. And I also know from that interview and in conversations with him, it wasn't easy to do. And I'll talk more about the outsourcing content in just a minute because I want to give you the answers to those questions. But I just want to know, have you validated this idea? Do you have, for example, an email list of people? It doesn't even have to be in an email service provider, but maybe just names or contacts of people who have said, yes, Kristen, I would love to read a magazine about that. Or is this something that you think is something that would be necessary or needed because of what you are interested in? Now, the fact that you're interested in it is great because, A, you're going to have the passion to follow through with it, and you're obviously doing that already by coming up with these ideas, by asking questions about how you can get this together, which is awesome. That kind of passion is very necessary. But you also want to make sure that that passion is something that other people also have too. And likely there are those people out there, but what if at this point you already had the magazine? Then what would you do? Like if it was already built the way you wanted it to, it looked amazing, who would you give it to at this point right now? And if you can't answer that question, well, we got some work to do to determine, okay, who might those people be and what kinds of things would they want to be in it? What I would recommend doing is seeing if you can A, find those people and B, then determining what the minimum viable product is for a what I would call a pilot magazine. And so I would come out with just one episode, or excuse me, not one episode. I'm in podcasting mode right now. I would come out with one edition or one issue. That's the pilot issue for you to examine, A, how to put this thing together and understand the systems involved so that moving forward, you can just make it very easy for yourself. Everything from the writing to the layouts and all that stuff. I mean, you're going to have to also potentially hire somebody to put this together for you and actually make it look great using something like Adobe InDesign, or there are likely some other tools out there that can help you with that. And there are services out there too that you can pay for that will help put content together in a way that looks like a magazine, and whether it's digital or physical. So that's another aspect of it. But then B, just, you know, is this something that people want to continue to do? And can you actually make a business out of this too? What could you do in this realm to make money from it? And if that is advertising, well, you're going to have conversations with advertisers and to see what those costs might be for them and what, you know, those deals could become. Because this isn't an easy feat, Kristen. So this is why I wanted to have this conversation with you. I know I can't hear your answers on the other end, but I also know that your gears are spinning right now trying to search for these answers potentially. Be very awesome if you already have these answers. And if you don't, you want to make sure you go and find them. So how is this going to actually turn into a business? What would be the price of this? Would it be free? And would you make money through advertising? If you were going to advertise, who would you advertise for? Can you even initiate those conversations? Or is this about building an audience first and then kind of getting people to come in and pay for advertising space in there too? At which point, what would the number be for people to say yes? You need to know what those numbers are. And you could even just, you know, call up potential companies and just ask them, hey, you know what? I have this magazine that I'm putting together. We're looking to have a certain number of people read it. And what would be the minimum number of people that would need to be reading this magazine in order for us to strike a deal together? You know, why not have that conversation now instead of later after you've done all the work, right? Validate first and then take action based on the feedback that you get from not only your customers, but potentially where this whole thing lies in the business world in terms of how is it going to make you money? How is it going to be sustainable for you? So hopefully that makes sense, Kristen. And then in terms of writing, I mean, there's a number of different ways you can get writing and content for your magazine or for your blog if you're outsourcing that stuff. You could find people who want to get in front of an audience or who want to be a part of this project with you. If you help determine and help show them that there's value here back for them, then you don't need to pay them. You can pay them. And if they have some sort of relevance to this niche, then that's even better because you know it's going to come from a place of just excitement and passion versus hiring somebody on a site like Upwork.com to just write something that may on the surface just kind of not be very engaging or go much in depth with content that would make sense for this particular audience. So those are just things that come to mind, Kristen. I hope you are able to take this information and use it as inspiration versus deflating. You know, make sure you validate. Validate is the key in many different ways, in many different stages. So Kristen, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to ask you, I'm going to tell you that you are going to get an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you all. And here is a quote to finish off this episode from Soren Kierkegaard. If anyone on the verge of action should judge himself according to the outcome, he would never begin. Let me read that again. I really like that one. If anyone on the verge of action should judge himself according to the outcome, he would never begin. Thanks so much. I appreciate you and looking forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.